wish to speak?
Oh, yes. You're very welcome.
I am to tell you, Salumet will be with you on your next gathering together.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
That's good news.
I have been listening to your prayers for others. And I wish to say thank you. Thank you so much for all of your help.
The least we can do. We're told it helps, so we want to do as much as we can.
You can. You can by just being still. You can by just being silent. You can for being aware of what is around you.
Is that because when we are still, we vibrate at a different level, and that ripples out and affects the planet and everything?
Yes. You must try to understand the power that emanates from all of you when you are sending love. I have to say sometimes human beings are more concerned with how they work, how they meditate, instead of just being love. It is something we can all improve on.
We overcomplicate things.
Yes.
But focusing on just being love, that
you are love. When you are in that state, you are pure love. You are joining with those of us in spirits. But sometimes you seem to be so baffled by all that takes place.
But I think this is a powerful message. If we could focus on that,
yes.
Maybe we don't need to try yes. to persuade people about things. It'll naturally happen if we...
By making contact with a person such as yourselves, you are already touching the soul. So therefore, there is no need to continue to wonder what is happening. Why is this and why is that? Just learn to be. I hope you know what I am talking about.
Yes, I think so. I can't quite articulate it myself perhaps, but I do feel I understand, and that's a powerful message. We've had this kind of words like this before, but each time I think we understand it a little bit further.
Yes, that is true. Very, very true. So my message that I bring to you is this, is that you learn to be your true spiritual selves whilst here on earth. We are all simple beings of love that shine forth from so many, and so many are still learning in all the many eons of time. We are still learning.
It is incredible, it's a never-ending journey, it seems, and but to be still and focus on being love, that's probably the most direct way we can change ourselves and perhaps the world.
Yeah. It's our highest offering, isn't it? Just to be love.
It is not easy to just be love. And I don't wish you to feel that it is easy. It takes much time. Much time. And I am a messenger of love this evening. So I bring to you all what you assume to be love. And I do not say that lightly to you, because you are all ambassadors of love. But be yourself. Know yourself. Love others. And you will come forward. And you will become pure love. Now that my mission is over, I'm about to leave you. And I offer you my deepest thanks and also my greatest love.
Thank you.
We really feel, I think we all feel it, and it feels like you feel like an old friend, as if we know you. I don't know if you have been before, but it's a lovely energy in the room.
I have not been to speak to you before, but I am aware of every being within the room, and also those that you have touched in the past. And I would say also to you, be aware of the goodness that comes to you through Salumet.
Yes.
We're so blessed to you. Yes.
You understand now.
Yes. Salumet has given us so much wisdom and teachings.
But it's teachings that you have to develop. You cannot stay still. You have to expand as well.
Yes, we need to put the teachings into practice and live them more fully.
All of you have that capability. All of you here have the dedication. You want to help others. You want to know more about that spiritual being that is yourself. All these things are possible. And I am deeply honored to have spoken with you this night.
Oh, I think we're so honored and blessed to have you reminding us, which we do need much reminding. But that's a lovely and simple message you've given tonight. Thank you.
I say farewell to you, and love be with you at all times.
We need t-shirts with Be the Love written on them to help us remind us.